program, Kathy.
Thank you, Kim. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining us. So now, how much do Australians give?
Look, Australians have consistently given. We're a very generous culture. However, we probably average over the last 2 to 3 decades at about a third of 1% of our annual income goes to in our charitable giving. So it's good, but it could be higher.
And how does that actually compare to other countries?
Look, it's really interesting. Compared to other developed countries, we perform only reasonably. There are much more generous countries, the UK, Ireland and America, all give far more than what the average Australian does, in the quantum of about 5 to 6 times more per annum than what we do here in Australia.
And giving money is not the only way to a better world. How else can we contribute?
Look, I think that's a really important question because there are so many other ways to give other than just money. There's so many channels of obviously volunteering being the most obvious other one. You can give of your time, and about a third of Australians volunteer in a formal basis every year, which is fantastic. Informally, that's probably up at about 50 to 55%. So most Australians actually do contribute with their time each year, which is marvellous. But the other ways to give, which we at GiveNow really try to encourage people to consider, is anything from giving furniture or food, giving their blood, or being an organ donor, all the way through, though, to things such as being a foster carer, like giving of your time and your household, your home and your love. I think there's so many other ways that Australians can give. And it's really important that we don't just get fixated on the money, because that is important and fundamental. But our contribution more broadly as human beings is really important to keep our eye on.
And that's very interesting. You've outlined a number of different ways Australians can contribute. And but how do we know the charities that I choose are trustworthy?
It's such a good question. And at GiveNow, we spend a lot of time doing verifications of the organisations that use us for online donations. And I have to say, almost without exception, we have a very positive experience with the Australian charity sector. It is such an unfortunate reality at the moment that the media is quite interested in speaking a lot about where there may be inappropriate activity or fraudulent activity. 99.9% of the sector want to do the right thing and actually are doing the right thing. And I think we really need to stay true to the fact that most Australians and most Australian charities really are performing very, very well and are doing the right thing by the program participants, but also by those who fund them.
Because it's only like one or two that...
It is.
You know, that there are concerns. But I suppose people, prey on the charity idea and when they're trying to get money out of somebody and they ruin it for the genuine ones, don't they?
For so many, exactly. And I think that's a real shame. But look, I think the important thing, Kim, is in any sector, in any activity, people can do the wrong things by us, in the political world, in insurance, in finance. And so the same thing happens in the charity sector. And it does take the really bitter part of it is that it takes advantage of us when we're trying to do the right thing. And I think that's why we all remember the bad experiences. But again, I couldn't reiterate more. Our experience in the community sector is nothing but favourable 99.9% of the time. We really are very lucky. Australians are very generous, and we, generally speaking, stay true to that.
And Kathy, if I, say, had a cause, how do I start my own charity?
Well, it depends on what state you live in, but being in New South Wales, the first thing you need to do is register yourself with your government department. So you need to go through and become an incorporated association is generally speaking the way people start. There are other vehicles, other entities that you can choose, but as soon as you register yourself as an incorporated association, have your ABN and you go through setting up a deed, of which there are easy ways to get model examples of how to set those constitution and governance materials you need to start a community organisation, you can start yourself pretty quickly. There has been a real growth in community organisations in Australia over the last decade or two. We're up to about 600,000 now. So it's easy to start. The challenge is keeping it going and making sure it stays true to mission as the years go by.
Well, that's terrific. And where can we find some more information about this?
In terms of how to actually start an organisation, ourcommunity.com.au is probably one of the most user-friendly online platforms for anyone who's considering starting a community organisation or at the moment participating in one where they know they need to possibly polish up a little bit on the way it's operating. There are all manner of model examples of how to run an organisation, how to set one up, how to close one down if you need to. So ourcommunity.com.au would be where I'd refer people to.
Well, thanks so much, Cathy, for speaking to us today and sharing that information with us.
My pleasure, Kim. Lovely to speak with you.
And you too.